Senior Story, The Potter's Climb. Chapter 1, The Beginning. Avita and Kisma sat with legs crossed on the reed mat as the potter spoke, listening attentively. He was aged, his hands dry and cracked from decades of collecting fresh clay from the Amek mountain range behind his hut. Thousands of hours had been invested in the digging and refining of the raw material into a clay that would yield the most sought-after pottery in the whole country of Amek. From simple earthenware garden planters to fine porcelain tableware, each wrinkled finger seemed to possess a wisdom of its own as it transformed every lifeless lump of clay into a vessel with delicate curves and detailed etchings. "Some of the villagers say you possess a divine enchantment," interrupted Kisma. At this, he chuckled and glanced out the tiny window at the mountains.
"Divine enchantments are simply an excuse for those who do not want to put forth the effort to become more than who they are."
He stood up. His thin figure was bent slightly forward, and his white hair was gathered under the burlap hood of his long robe.
"Enough chatter for now. You certainly will never learn to be potters by sitting on reed mats. Lessons begin now. Off to Lower River."
Master Sapier had been taught his craft as a potter by his father over 50 years ago. Those who were still alive and remembered him said that Sapier was far more talented than his father, which is why many believed he must have divine powers. His father had transferred all his knowledge to his son, and before he died, he made Sapier promise that he would do the same, pass on his craft to his own children. But Sapier had no children. He had devoted his life to his work and had no one to teach. This prompted him to search the nearby villages for someone who might possess a sincere interest in learning his craft. It didn't take long. At the foot of the Amek Mountains, Greylock Village sits on the banks of Lower River. Unknown numbers of lakes and waterfalls exist on the mountains, which all drain into Lower River. It's a favorite place for families to gather for outdoor activities. Sapier sat on a rock near the river and watched the children. He became especially amused by two young girls who were playing in the slippery clay by a stone bridge. Not only did they enjoy sliding in the gray mud, but they also dug up armfuls and carried it to the bank where they would form crude plates and teacups and have pretend tea parties. He was drawn into their world of play when he overheard their conversation. They were chatting about him.